Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for joining us. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. Joined by Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, Syracuse Post-Standard, covering the Buffalo Bills, one of our regulars here in the sports bar. Ryan, hope you had a great holiday weekend. Does it get better than the Bills winning on Thanksgiving and the Patriots losing on national TV?
Oh, without a doubt. We had plenty to write about on the site following the Bills' big Thanksgiving Day win, and obviously Bills fans are always happy when the Patriots lose.
You know, Ryan, I want to ask you a bunch of questions about the Ravens, but I think we got to kind of bask in the glow of that win on Thanksgiving Day for just a second. Were you as surprised as I was that the Buffalo Bills pass rush, they were able to get through the way they were against Dallas that day?
Yeah, you know, yes and no. Part of the reason I think they had success is Dak Prescott held on that ball a little bit too long at times. And when the quarterbacks hold the ball that long, then guys like Ed Oliver and Trent Murphy and you know, a lot of the guys in the defense, like Shaq Lawson and the list goes on, can get after you. It's those situations where the quarterback has the quick release where they've really been ineffective. So I probably didn't envision it being to that extent where you have Ed Oliver with two sacks and one being a strip sack. You have Trent Murphy, a guy who's had trouble a lot this year. In terms of being a consistent contributor, and then obviously the defensive tackles having a big game as well.
Ryan, so the big question becomes with Baltimore coming in, how does this Buffalo defense slow down Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense?
Yeah, you know, they're going to have to be able to stop the run, and that's easier said than done when you're talking about a team like the Ravens, who they're rushing for over 200 yards a game, which is unbelievable in this day and age in the NFL. I think that's the part of the game that probably should concern Bills fans, because if you look over this three-game winning streak, the Bills really haven't been tested consistently on the ground game. The Dolphins gave up on the ground game pretty quickly. Philip Lindsay had his moments in that Broncos game, but the same thing, the Broncos kind of abandoned the run game. And then finally this week, you know, Zeke Elliott had some pretty impressive runs against the Bills, but then he ended up, I think, with 12 carries the entire game. So that just kind of goes to show you that they haven't really had to face that consistent threat where this is going to be a team with Mark Ingram and Lamar Jackson, and they're going to be running all game long. So Buffalo's defense has to be at their best against the run if they want to have any chance of winning at New Era Field on Sunday.
What about the other side of the ball? Josh Allen, I think we could say that was his best game, the game against the Cowboys. But the idea that if you can make Baltimore one-dimensional, get them away from the run, Ryan, that would be our wish to see Josh Allen and the Bills go up by multiple scores.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to come out fast. They have to come out firing. They have to get some points on the board pretty quickly. You know, the 49ers had success. They were the first team on the board on Sunday. Now, obviously, they ended up losing in a close game, but you can't fall behind, because once you fall behind, it makes it that much easier for the Ravens defense to kind of pin their ears back. They know what's going to be happening. So Buffalo has to come out right away and score. I think that you might see more, you know, even more of the no huddle element from Buffalo on Sunday. Get them up to the line quickly, see what the Ravens are doing. That obviously worked on Thanksgiving, where Allen was diagnosing what he saw pretty quickly. And you know, I can't think of a game where I've seen him calmer or cooler in the pocket, where he saw pressure coming, he would sidestep it, step up in the pocket, move over. And there were some plays where he was just, it felt like he had all day. So the offensive line, I think, is playing a little bit better. But I think the fact that they're going a little bit more up-tempo and he's getting to the line quickly, I really think that has paid dividends for the Bills' offense here in these last few weeks.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. All right, well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here, Ryan, but, you know, there was a lot of conversation last night as New England was melting down on national TV about what could potentially happen. The Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots, they face each other week 16. Could that potentially be a game where the AFC East crown is on the line? I mean, paint a picture for us here, Ryan, and a scenario where you know, obviously the Bills have to win against Baltimore for that to even be a thing. And, of course, New England losing to Kansas City would be a bonus as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the most realistic situation for the Bills to end up winning the AFC East is to just simply have a better win-loss record at the end of the season, because when you start looking at potential tiebreakers, a lot of them are going New England's way. That's already been broken down. You know, I know Matt Parrino put out scenarios where the Bills can win the AFC East over the Patriots today on the site. The other scenario would be having the Patriots lose outright to the Dolphins coming up later this season, with the Bills obviously defeating the Jets in Week 17, because one of the key tiebreakers would be in division, and the Bills have a chance. Obviously, they have to beat the Patriots as well to go 5-1 in that scenario. I don't know how realistic that is. I know that based on the Patriots' offensive struggles these last few, well, actually most of the season, to be quite honest, fans are thinking, you know, maybe, and now that they're within one game, there's even more optimism there. I know that the Patriots have a tough stretch. They obviously have Kansas City coming up. They have the Bills later on. But they also have some games where I just can't envision them losing. But it's nice to see the Bills on their tails, at least this late in the season. It feels like it's been a very long time since Buffalo has been in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, they're in, right? I mean, what is the, I mean, it depends on what metric you're going to go, whether it's the Times or the ESPN. You have Oakland losing, you have Indianapolis losing, Jacksonville's out of it. Ryan, I mean, what percent are you putting the Buffalo Bills here at this point getting to the postseason?
Yeah, I'm going to say high 90s, 95%. I think there's a few situations where the Bills could even lose, and I don't think they're going to lose out, don't get me wrong, but I think they could lose out, finish 9-7, and still make the playoffs, which obviously you wouldn't want them backing into the playoffs in that situation. But if you look around the AFC, their biggest threat right now is Pittsburgh in terms of the other wild card spot, and obviously there's two spots there. But people are kind of already overlooking the fact that Pittsburgh is going out west this week. They're facing the Cardinals, and I know the Cardinals are not the Seahawks. They're not the 49ers or anything like that. But Pittsburgh under Mike Tomlin is 4-10 out when they go out west, straight up. So they lose a lot of those West Coast games. So that could be a game that they lose, and all of a sudden, you know, the Bills have them on Sunday Night Football the following week. You defeat them, if you even get the win there, even if the Bills lose this week to the Ravens, I think that pretty much seals the deal for Buffalo. 10 wins, I think you're 100% in. But right now, even with 9 wins, I can see the Bills making the playoffs when you look at these other competitors and who they have to play down the stretch.
You mentioned that game against Pittsburgh. The game got flexed now to Sunday night, and recent history has not been, well, not even recent history, because the last time they played on Sunday night was 2007, but their most recent games on Sunday night have not gone well for the Buffalo Bills. Their last 6 Sunday night football games, they've been outscored by a combined of 196-44. This Bills team feels different based on what they did on Thursday night. Yes, Ryan?
Oh, absolutely. 100% agree. Yeah, if you look at some of those teams that were playing on primetime, those aren't teams that you look back and say, oh, man, I'm glad they were in front of a national audience, some of those rosters and some of those players. You know, they showed that they can handle the national spotlight playing on Thanksgiving. And obviously they didn't know it at the time, but the highest-rated Thanksgiving Day game in 27 years, and the Bills put on that kind of performance. I think at this point in the year, not only are I think the players are already past this point too, but no one's envisioning a collapse right now. I think that the Bills have 2 very winnable games with Pittsburgh and the Jets still on the schedule. I wouldn't be shocked if, and I think you'll still see a lot of the starters in Week 17, but I wouldn't be shocked if by Week 17, Adam Gase is putting in some of his inexperienced guys to see what they can do to build for the future, to build for next year, which is something he did with the Dolphins a few times against Buffalo late in the year here during his tenure there. So I think that's a winnable game. I think, you know, believe it or not, I'll believe it when I see it, but I do think that they can go into Foxborough, and I think they can beat the Patriots too. They already went head-to-head with them this year. That was a close game. Josh Allen, in the second half of that game, he led them right down the field on that touchdown drive before he exited with that concussion. He was playing a lot better there. This Bills defense, I think, matches up nicely with the Patriots. So the Ravens game of the 4 remaining, I think that's the one that should give fans the greatest amount of pause in terms of, okay, I think this is a team that you could see hoisting the Lombardi trophy here at the end of the season. That's how good I think the Ravens are on both sides of the ball. So this is going to be a real test for them on Sunday to see just how legitimate is this Bills team in terms of being a playoff contender.
I'll ask you this question, Ryan. This would be the biggest December game at home for the Buffalo Bills since, I would say, I would go with the Steeler finale in 04. I mean, I would say this is actually better because you have a couple teams here that could make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, I agree with you. Actually, it is bigger than that game because if I remember correctly, the Bills needed a few situations to unfold to even get into the playoffs had they have won that game. And of course, every scenario did play out
right
for the Bills, except for the Bills winning themselves, which, you know, that I think we've seen that too many times here in the last 20 years. But right now, the Bills just control their own destiny. This is a huge game. This is against a team that's won 8 straight games. You know, in the NFL, that's not easy to do. And, I mean, some decisive wins along the way against some great teams, like the Patriots, obviously. I think they held their own, obviously, against Seattle with a 14-point win, close game against the 49ers. But this is a team that's played and defeated some real Super Bowl contenders, Houston Texans as well, that they dominated along the way here. So this is the biggest game, I would say, at least since then, maybe going all the way back to 99. You know, and you're going a ways back for an important game of this caliber.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com is where you can read his work. Syracuse Post-Standard covering the Buffalo Bills and joining us for a few good moments here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. You know, we heard the reports after the Cowboy game that there were tears in the locker room, that there was passion. Michael Bennett screaming in the locker room. Jerry Jones with tears in his eyes coming out of that locker room. I mean, the Bills are still sneaking up on teams, Ryan. The Bills are a team that if you lose to them, there are ramifications. And, you know, I think that a lot of teams aren't quite taking them that seriously yet, even though they have a good win against Dallas on Thanksgiving. Do you think the Ravens could be coming in to New Era Field taking Buffalo lightly?
I think it's possible. I mean, they're coming off of a win against the favorite to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl in the 49ers. They're playing great ball. They're probably looking at Buffalo's schedule a little bit and saying, you know, yeah, they have that win over Dallas. They have a win over a winning team in the Tennessee Titans, but look at the rest of that schedule. Like you said, they're still getting overlooked nationally. They're still getting overlooked by a lot of people. So I don't know if overlooked's the right word for the Ravens, but I could see them coming in a little overconfident. And Buffalo maybe having some defensive personnel that can match up better than some of these other teams that they've played recently. I think the 49ers match up pretty well with them defensively, but maybe better than obviously a team like the Rams or the Seahawks. I think the Bills have that talent where they can make an impact here, especially look at the defensive line in the middle there, the defensive tackles. You know, the Ravens lost their center for the remainder of the season. I could see Ed Oliver having another impact game. He's really come on recently. Star Latulele has made some impact plays in these last 3 games. Jordan Phillips is having a great year. So, and the list goes on. So I could see them having an impact. I think the Buffalo's linebackers and secondary match up nicely. Obviously, I think the Bills would like to make Lamar Jackson pass, and that's not that he's not a capable passer. It's just that they've been doing their damage against the run. So if that front line, that front four can hold up against the run game, Buffalo could end up surprising a lot of people, whether it's playing them a lot in a closely contested game or maybe even pulling off quite the upset.
I can't recall a year where the Bills were actually this healthy in the month of December. So, Ryan, was there anything to come out of that Dallas game? I know Insecki not dressing, and McDermott's going to update everybody here, well, in only his way, where he'll say something but not really tell us anything. Do we know of any injuries other than Insecki here to deal with in Buffalo right now?
Yeah, you know, not that I can think of. Nothing, at least, that would be serious. I know they had a few people that were down on a knee, but then they came back in later in the game. Like you said, though, I mean, this team is healthier than anyone can probably recall. I think that really speaks highly to the sports science aspect of it, what they opened up this past year. I think other players, free agents, are going to look at that. They're going to look at how healthy the team was, and that could really help Buffalo come time in free agency. So, you know, their health, I think, is not only going to have some kind of ramifications this season, I think it's going to help them long term too, with bringing in guys that say, you know, when I'm healthy, this player, player X at wide receiver, can be a real game changer for Buffalo. So maybe they're able to get that guy that's had some injury concerns and really help them get back to health in the future.
Ryan, back to preparation for the Ravens. You know, everybody, every year it feels like somebody's come along and revolutionized the game. You've got Lamar Jackson revolutionizing the game, and Patrick Mahomes just changing the way quarterbacks are playing. Sean McVay is revolutionizing the game, until they're not, because, well, the league is constantly adjusting, constantly evolving, and teams figure out how to stop these offenses. Did San Francisco give any kind of template to stopping Lamar Jackson? Is there anything that the Bills can learn from their most recent opponent when it comes to trying to stop them this coming weekend?
You know, I think there are things you can take out of that game. I think they could go back to and look at the Chiefs game that Baltimore dropped earlier this year. Even go back to the Browns game. What did the Browns do that worked against them? Because, you know, the Browns, a lot of talent there, but they're not exactly a team that, looking at how their season's played out, that you would expect to defeat them handily. But it all comes down to the run game. I think that it sounds funny saying this, but the fact that the 49ers were able to hold the Ravens to less than 200 yards rushing played a role in that. And again, that sounds ridiculous to say, because the Ravens still rushed for 178 yards. They still averaged 4.7 yards per carry. But they were able to get a turnover on Lamar Jackson when he was running. They stripped the ball. So, you know, the Bills have to get some turnovers along the way. They need to force Lamar Jackson to pass, because Jackson completed 14 of 23 attempts, but it was for 105 yards. He had a touchdown, though, in the air as well. So there's a little bit of a blueprint there. There's some things you can learn from it. But the defense just has to almost play a perfect game, to be quite honest.
Yeah, we're talking about the quarterbacks, we're talking about the defenses, talking about the running game. What this might come down to is, well, Baltimore has the best kicker in the game today. And, well, Ryan, what is our level of confidence right now when it comes to Bills kicker Steven Hauschka?
It should be at an all-time low. Here's a guy that he missed an extra point. He missed a field goal. He got very lucky on another field goal that bounced off the upright and went through. You know, you're playing in a dome on Thanksgiving. You're playing in a place where there should not be any worries about kicking those 50-yarders, and yet he's struggling still in that regard. You know, it's definitely concerning. They gave him the extension in the offseason. You can definitely question that move now, but a huge difference there. The only thing that I can say is Andre Roberts, in terms of special teams, has been playing very well. Corey Bohorquez has been playing very well, so maybe those two players like that can at least help the Bills in the special teams aspect of the game, in terms of flipping the field, helping with field position. But in terms of kicking field goals, yeah, I mean, that is a big advantage for Baltimore heading into Sunday.
Ryan, you're always very gracious with your time to join us here in the Sports Bar. Let our listeners know what you're working on for NewYorkUpstate.com this week leading up to the Ravens on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have a lot of updated playoff talk. We're going to look at rooting interests, obviously, as we get closer to the game. We'll have some previews on the Ravens. Matt and I will have a lot of content, multiple pieces of content every day leading up to this game and throughout the rest of this regular season.
Ryan, it's fun to be talking some meaningful Bills football in the month of December with you. Ryan, always appreciate your time, and let's do this again soon.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thanks again.
You got it. Ryan Talbot, Syracuse Post-Standard. Read his work at NewYorkUpstate.com, covering the Buffalo Bills. One of our regulars here in the Sports Bar. Always good to catch up with Ryan.
Don't be fooled by Steven Hauschka signing that new contract. According to Sports Track, if you want him off the roster next year, it's 1.25 in dead cap, which, that's not pleasant for a kicker, but that's doable. So it's the base that they're paying a lot. So it is a contract that you can move on, where he got the 2 years, $8 million. We're like, why would you do that? Well, at least they have an opportunity here if they want to move on. And if you're Hauschka, well, yeah, if this is going to be a Bills team that's going to have this magical ride to the postseason, well, you better start making some kicks here.
We've got Takes on Tap next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We play I'll Drink to That. I have the most overrated sports rivalry out there.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to disagree and argue with you on that.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why Baltimore, there's a concern for the Ravens heading down. It's not going to be this week, but I'm going to paint a picture for you why Baltimore, I'm going to sound like master stroke here. Baltimore won't get to the Super Bowl. And if you caught that PR fluff piece on Bruce Smith, all right, this is it. I don't need to watch another Football Life on the NFL Network if they're just going to fib, all right? That's it was not doing, look.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Opinions.
I like it. Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports or takes on tap. Next, I'll drink to that. The Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.